This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. 5 minutes that may mean all the difference in your life, where you spend eternity. If I can only persuade you to turn to the Bible, to study it, learn it for yourself, and to bring your life into harmony with its teaching. For the Bible teaches that the Word of God is quick and powerful. It's able to save your soul. The Apostle Paul made clear in Romans chapter 1, verses 16 and 17, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is revealed the righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." Notice the gospel is the power of God to save you. And one of the great central doctrines of the gospel is the love of God. We began last time a study of the qualities of the love of God. And the first one that we have studied is this, that God's love is universal. He loves everybody. I find that also in connection with that, in addition to the passages to which I called your attention last time, John 3:16, Titus 2:11, and Hebrews 2:9, Acts chapter 10, verse 34, where the Bible tells us that the Apostle Peter said, "I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." And that means that God is no face looker. God doesn't look on the skin. God loves every human being. God is no respecter of persons. But in every nation, he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is acceptable unto him. Jesus Christ died for all. His love is universal. Now, in the second place, I point out that the love of God is tenacious, in the sense that it won't quit. God describes his love by telling about a lion catching its prey in Isaiah chapter 31 in verse 4. You don't scare away lions. They're just not that sort. And by all of the tribulations and troubles of life, you do not scare away God in his love. I realize that every one of us has problems, likely hundreds, perhaps thousands of you listening to me right at this moment have not only small problems, but you may have some big ones. You may be very ill yourself. There may be some loved one of yours, some member of your family who's very ill. Perhaps you have a child who's left home and you do not even know where he is. There are all kinds of problems in which human beings can be involved. You may be involved with a malignant disease that it seems to be surely taking your life. But I want you to know this, that the love of God is tenacious, that God has not forgotten you and he will not forget you. There is no situation, there is no temptation that you can be involved in, but what God will help you to find a way of escape if only you will submit your life to him. If only you will obey the gospel, being baptized into him for remission of your sins and live the faithful Christian life, walking in the light of his word day by day so that the blood of Christ will be involved in a constant cleansing of your sins, as we find in 1 John chapter 1 in verse 7. And so we've seen 2 points about the qualities of the love of God. One, it is universal. He loves everybody, and that means he loves every one of us. It means he loves you. And the love of God is tenacious. He will not give up, no matter how terrible the situation may be. He will not forsake you. Now the third quality about which I wish to speak, the love of God is protective. He will protect us from harm. That is, from harm that is insurmountable. And he uses again in Isaiah 31 and 4 as a bird fluttering. You no doubt have seen a mother bird on a nest as perhaps human beings approach walking through the grass. She will flutter away from that nest, pretending that she cannot fly, perhaps that her wing is broken, and so you rush after her and your attention is diverted away from the nest where either her eggs or babies are located. And so it is that God describes his love as a bird fluttering. God will use his providence in our lives to help us with our problems. There'll be more to be said about that as we study about God and his love toward us, which is compared to being a father. In the next place, I point out that the love of God has the quality of being a providing love. He gives us what we need. In Psalms 23, God describes his love under the figure of a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. But our time's gone for today. We won't have time to talk about that, but I hope you'll be with us next time as we study the love of God and its great qualities. I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow. Until then, may God bless and keep you, is my prayer.